Radio Shalom.
Oi!
Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well With Anahila, your Labour List MP based in Papakura. Well, today we've got Papakura High School Services Academy here. We have Deputy Principal Kelly Teariki, we've got Maya Folaumoeloa and we've got Taya Wallace. We're going to talk about what is the Papakura High Services Academy. So I'm going to ask the team to introduce themselves and then we'll talk about the program. So we'll start with you, Kelly. Welcome to Well With Anahila.
Kia ora Anahila, thank you very much for having us. Yes, my name is Kelly Teariki and I'm one of the DPs at Papakura High School. Nō Ngā Tiranga we aho. So I whakapapa back to Te Aroha, but it's lovely to be here today.
Yeah, well, it's lovely to have you here. And Maya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hi. My name is Maya Folaumoeloa. I'm Tonga Cook Island and I'm a student in Papakura Services Academy.
Oh, kia ora nā e mālo e lei Maya. Tyler.
Kia ora, I'm Tyler Wallace. I was born and raised in Papakura, and I currently am in a program based off Papakura High called the Papakura Services Academy.
Papakura Services Academy, welcome everybody. So Kelly, can you tell me about the Services Academy, when did it start and what's it all about?
Sure. So our Papakura High School Services Academy is in its first year. We started this program this year with our students, but it's been a work in progress in regards to the planning stages for 2 years. Our Services Academy is basically another avenue for our students to achieve success just through a different platform, really. Mm. It's come out of us as a kura, us as a school, wanting to provide other opportunities for students to reach their potential, those students who maybe weren't successful in their year 9, year 10, junior years, that sort of thing. So it was very important to us that we had other avenues to support student success at the school, because what we didn't want to keep seeing happening was students walking out the gate with nothing.
Okay.
So through that, we employed someone from the New Zealand Army to come in, and he is with us for 2 years at this stage. And this year was the first round of having our 21 students involved in the program. So, yeah, first year, we're in early stages, but it's been great.
Do students ask to be in the program? How does one get to be in the program?
Very good question. It's quite different to other services academies around the country. So this cohort of students were directed into the program. Those students that we had identified that our mainstream system wasn't quite working for. So there was a little bit of reluctance from some students and their whānau to start with. But with a lot of hui and a lot of talking through, the trust was built and they opted into the program, you know, with us alongside. So no, it wasn't something that students opted into as such. It was something that we directed them into this year. Yes.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Now I'm just going to ask Maya. Maya, tell me about when you started and how have you found the Services Academy?
So I moved from Onehunga High School and due to my attendance not being good, so when I moved, I didn't have... I wasn't really confident to go back to school, but I got put in it by Phi Kelly, and at first I didn't really like it because I'm not really fit, but yeah, other than that, it was all right.
Oh, thank you, Maya. I used to attend Onehunga High School as well, so that's something that we've got in common. Right, okay, Tyler, how about you?
Last year, yeah, I wasn't really good at school, but ever since Phi Kali put me into the Service Academy, it has, like, boosted up everything. Like, I've got more credits, and now I actually want to be at school. So, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the thing about the Services Academy that makes you, like, if you started from a point where you didn't like school and now you want to, you like school?
It's probably because, like, my mates are in there too.
Yeah.
And they have to go through what I have to go through.
So you're together with your mates, and are they saying the same things, Maya? Are your friends in in the same program?
I met my friends through Services Academy.
Oh, at the program, okay. All right, so can you take us... So Services Academy, I know school's 5 days a week. Is that a five-day-a-week program, or is it... How does the week start?
So it's like normal school. Mm. We're just in the same classes.
Okay.
The whole day.
Yeah. The Services Academy is one class. All right. Oh, great. Yeah. And you have the one dean for, I don't know, how it's been a while since I've been at school. So the same teacher throughout the day or?
Yeah. So the, like Maya has said, they are in school 5 days a week. They stay together as a cohort for every class. And they have three staff members, so staff Eparaima Paratene, who's taken leave from the New Zealand Army, myself and one other staff member, Shauna Thomas. And so the students have one of us three the whole time, so they don't rotate around a timetabled, six subject a day type thing, yeah.
And do you, I'm just going to ask, so how many people in the group, and do you complete NCEA or what's...
Yep, so there's 21 students in the class. It's a very much a values-based course. So first and foremost, what we want these students to leave with is exceptional values, being able to hold themselves in the community as, wonderful people of Papakura. But what we've found with that and their commitment to the program is that actually it's allowed them to be in a space now where they want to learn, hence getting some NCA credits. So these two here actually... Maya's one credit away from getting her level one, which she will wrap up. And Tyler has got his. So through them being quite settled and having come a long way in regards to how they hold themselves around school, it's allowed them to learn and get NCA. But that is not our first priority. Our first priority is embedding those values that maybe just haven't been there or we haven't quite seen them in their junior years. But
I'm keen to hear from Tyler and Maya about not liking school and then, because that's huge, not liking school and then you're liking school now. You still get to do NCEA. You still get to do your schoolwork. And I know you said before it was a bit because you're hanging out with your mates. Maya saying that she made friends while you're there. What else are the things that that has helped you like school?
Just our teacher staff, he motivates us to come to school and he's like a father figure for some that don't have fathers. So yeah, that's just what makes us want to come to school.
What's his name?
Staff Eparaima.
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 Eparaima. Okay. Yeah. Tyler?
What motivates me mostly is just seeing the smile on my mum's face. Every time I leave the door, she just wishes me a good day at school and going to school and just seeing staff motivate us and see the potential that we have in us that we can't actually see until it gets pushed out of us. So yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The staff saw the potential in you. And I like how you talked about your mum, just putting a smile on your mum's face. What was it different before then?
Yeah, home visits, not good.
So that means you weren't coming to school?
Nah.
Yeah. And what's your mum saying now?
Just saying that she's proud of me and she's like proud of the boy that I've become.
Maya?
My mum's just proud because I didn't really get to school last year. So yeah, she's just happy that I'm still in school and haven't given up yet.
Yeah, I can feel that from you guys. You're just confident and wanting both each other to do well. So COVID-19 lockdown, we went into lockdown and you weren't able to see your friends. What happened? Did you guys, during that time, the first lockdown?
It was pretty hard at the time because we didn't really get the help that we needed, like the one-on-one time that we needed. But lucky our other teacher... staff Shauna, she helped us out by just doing one-on-one calls with each other and just getting the kick up the bum from my mum and my dad to just get onto line and carry on with my work so that I don't lose my progress. So yeah.
Yeah. Did you get any electronic advice devices from school, Maya, to help during the break? Or?
So I was staying with my mum, but I got given to my dad.
Okay.
So it was just hard. So I had to share with my brother.
Okay, yeah. Are you older or younger than your brother?
Younger.
Okay. Did you get time with the devices?
Most of the time.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. So, Kelly, how did Papakura High respond to meeting the needs of students during COVID-19, the first level, the first, level four lockdown?
So as a whole, you know, not just our students that are here and in our services, but as a collective, we put together a lockdown learning program. Mm. So all of our staff are required to be online three classes of the day to access the students who could get online. So, I mean, that was awesome. It was really, really awesome. Heaps of PLD for our staff who have never done anything like that before and might be a little bit camera shy, but they did so well as a staff.
We were very PLD, proud of them. For those of us who don't know what that is.
Yes. I'm sorry, professional learning. Professional learning development.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was quite uncomfortable for some, but they took on the challenge and it was great. We gave out a lot of Chromebooks. So lots of the Chromebooks that were sitting in the school, we were able to deliver those out to families.
Mm.
We worked with the ministry to try and get access to internet for families that didn't have internet. And we did hard material packs for whānau to pick up. And we did a whole lot of drop-offs right up until the time we weren't allowed to be out, really. We also did a lot of food parcels and that sort of things out to the homes, to these kids and to others.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was a tough time.
Yeah. And what were the feedback from family about what the school was doing? Dropping off devices, dropping off food, what was the feedback?
Very appreciative. Very appreciative. Our whānau are awesome. Very appreciative. What was really nice, and no doubt right across the country other teachers will be able to say the same thing, is actually we were in a privileged position because now we were actually in their homes.
Mm.
So, you know, online teaching Tyler or Maya or whoever, being very mindful that actually we may have mum, dad, brother, nan, whoever in the lounge sitting there listening. And sometimes as the students got a little bit more comfortable with us doing this, we got a real good insight into their lives, and so it was really nice. You know, we got to meet other family members and pets and all this sort of thing. So, you know, we felt quite privileged to be able to do that. It was really, really great. There was a lot of good learnings, but then it was also very tough because there were so many students that we weren't able to access.
So how did your parents, you spoke about mum and dad, Tyler, giving you the old kick to... you know, just as a metaphor, to support your study at home. How did they find it?
They felt it really amazing because either though that we were going through some COVID, they were always making sure that we had Chromebooks, we had Wi-Fi, and we had food in the cupboard. And yeah, they were just really grateful about it.
Maya?
My mum was just busy with work because she had to work.
So your mum was an essential worker.
Yeah. So she was hardly around, but my siblings helped me out a lot.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. So part of what the government provided last year, the year before, I think it was the year before, they spoke about school donations and how opportunity for schools to opt in or opt out from school donation. What has been the feedback from the community and what option has Papakura High taken?
I mean, I haven't heard directly from the community in regards to what their thoughts are about this, but in general, if it's one less sort of burden or one less barrier to the whānau, then we fully embrace it. One big thing that we're on at Papakura High is just to try and remove as many barriers as we can. So whether that is through the donations, access to kai, access to internet, devices, that sort of stuff. So well received, definitely very well received.
Yeah, let's get back to the academy. So are you guys on the academy the whole time? So you're year 10 or year 9?
Year 11.
So you're year 11 this year, and next year will you go into year 12 as in the academy as well? Or?
Oh, yeah. So it's like we'll be staying in it until year 13.
Oh, until you leave. Yeah, okay. What I like about Papakura High School is that it has three houses. So instead of having head boy and head girl, you have kaitiaki for each three of those whānau. Yep. Can you tell us about that? Which whānau are you guys in?
I'm in Otuaero.
I'm in Kirikiri.
Yeah, so tell us about that. What's Otawairoa?
So it's our purple.
Yeah, and, yeah. And what are some of the things that we don't know about Otawairoa?
I can help you a little bit, sure. Yeah, so you're right, Anahela. We had we've changed from the four houses what it had been in the past, and moved into a space where we are three whānau, and that was all part of our rebuild of Papakura High School when John Ross came on board as well. And the whole reason behind creating these three whānau was around making a place, making a space, a whānau for every child and staff to belong to. We needed to make sure that there was a strong sense of belonging in the school because at that particular time, 2015 or so, there didn't really seem to be too much of that, too much pride around the school. So it was a whole rebuild, really. But our three whānau, Otawairoa that Maya's in and Kirikiri that Tyler's in and Te Aparangi, they are the names of the three whānau, and they were gifted to us from Ngāti Tamaoho, which we are so blessed to have their support in. And they are three names of significant areas in Papakura that were taken away from our indigenous, you know, from our Māori during the Raupatu. So it's around bringing those names back to life in a really positive way. So that's what the names are around that.
Yeah, I like that about Papakura because it's unique. Unique to Papakura, and now that you've explained it, it's even more unique.
That's right. Yeah.
So how was the graduation ceremony? Looked like there were a lot of people there.
We weren't expecting, like, too much, so it was good for us and the others in class because this is, like, our first graduation.
How did you feel being acknowledged from the Services Academy?
I felt good because after getting the award that I got, I just seen all like my peers just with big smiles on their face, just proud of how much I've actually achieved.
And what was the award?
I think it was Peers' Choice. Some students in my class chose it, and I think the staff did too.
How about you, Maya? How was the graduation?
Oh, it was good. I was proud of myself. Didn't know I was going to make it through the year. And I also got an award, the academic award.
Yeah, what was the area?
It was commitment academic.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's awesome. So what are your plans when you leave school?
I am currently trying to look for a part-time job, but I think I want to be in the army, but Plan B is either being like a heavy machinery driver, just keep trying to get my NCEAs, and
And you, Maya?
Oh, yeah, same with Tala. So I'm trying to look for a part-time job, and I'm also trying to, you know, just like something to do with medics, so,
Okay, so you like heavy machinery, and what do you like? Why do you like heavy machinery, Tyler?
I just like driving.
You like driving? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to do something with medics? Why do you like that?
Because most of my family, they're like pretty sick, so I just want to help the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great way to walk into the future. Yeah. All right, Kelly, have you seen with the students who have gone through the program? How have you seen? We've heard from Maya and Tyler. What about the rest of the students in the program?
They have done amazingly well, and you know, they have done extremely well. So we were talking about it in the car on the way over. Actually, they're all so different. Individuals. They're such different individuals, and they've all come to us with such different skills and strengths and weaknesses. Myself and the other staff, we're just blown away with how much growth they've all made, all in different areas. So for some of them, they're seeing the results through NCA. Others, they're seeing results in regards to maybe confidence and speaking. For others, it's around resilience building. For some, it's around committing to something. We've got students that were, one of our students was on the street before coming to us, actually wasn't in any education, any home, anything like that. That student doesn't miss a day. We've got students that have been involved with the police who are now owning, you know, owning their wrongdoings and making things right in the community and with their you know, the people that they have been involved with in that space.
Mm.
We've got students who are accessing other supports now because they're in a comfortable space where they have a sense of belonging within our class.
Mm.
Very much a whānau feel. You know, we talk to them all the time about being brothers and sisters and looking after each other. So with that, we've got students that are accessing support. You know, they're happy to go down to the nurse to get checked out now. Mm. They're happy to go to a counsellor or a youth worker. And so for us, that's success. Mm. It's not all about NCA. It's all those other things. Mm. So, yeah, we've seen lots of growth, huge amounts of growth, and one can't be compared to the other because where they were at when they've come in to now is also different.
Mm.
Yeah, but all very much respectful, polite, beautiful rangatahi, really. Some of them, when they had started with us, couldn't get through a sentence without dropping the F-bombs and every other word you can imagine, to now being, you know, wonderful, polite, beautiful children.
Yes, yeah. And a great appearance, you know, there's pride in your what you wear. And today, both of you, Tyler and Maya, look great, you know. Your hair's nicely done, you smell good, you know. Like,
it's so important, isn't it? Presentation.
Presentation is really important.
Yeah.
Because that tells people a lot about you. And I saw you coming in, and I just thought, oh, wow, these are the kids from Papakura High School. Yeah, yeah. So, guys, so if someone's listening to our program, they don't like school, don't like the teachers, what would you say to them about the Papakura High School Academy, Service Academy?
I think don't be too cool for school and to just get up and give it a go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm. If you're someone who's struggling through, like, mental health, I reckon, like, just trust the process. Better days will be coming.
Yeah. Wow. How did Papakura High School decide to do something totally different?
Okay. Well, you've met John Ross, our lovely principal who's just left us. The vision started with him, really, that, you know, we need to be doing something different.
Mm.
We are not satisfied with students or young people leaving our gates to do nothing, you know, not further themselves and that sort of thing. And we were seeing that. So the vision and the dream, I suppose, come from that our kids have potential. They come into us at Year 9. But sometimes they need support to recognise that potential.
Yeah.
And what was happening, you know, the current mainstream type system doesn't work for everybody. So it's about creating something different.
Mm.
The military component of this provides that point of difference as well. So it's around discipline is a big factor in it, the foundations that I talked about before. But that meant that it was just something sort of completely different, still on school site. We didn't want them going off into other spaces, other ways of education, because they're still under 16.
Mm.
So it was around having it on site, having a small group of staff wrapped around them so nothing gets by us, and giving it a go.
Mm.
This was only meant to be 1 year for this group of students. And then the idea was that they would go back out and carry on, whether that's in school, outside of school. But feedback and consultation with from the students and their families come back very strong that, no, our kids need to remain in this program. So we put together a proposal to our Board of Trustees and they will roll over. So next year we will have double the amount, between 40 and 45 students through. And then we would hope the year after, when the next 20 come on, would be able to, you know, get funding to then secure another military-type person to grow the program. So we are looking long term, but
I know we're almost out of time, but I was going to ask about funding, but maybe that's a conversation for another time. But I'd just like to give you guys the opportunity to say whatever you'd like to say. If you want to shout out to the rest of your group, we'll give you that opportunity to do that. We'll give you guys a minute each to just, no rush, just.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of the Service Academy. I love yous all. Shout for actually giving it a go. And just to see you guys now just succeeding and just being on the top. Yeah.
Just wanted to add to that, have fun in the holidays, but not too much fun. Don't get too lit.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Tyler. I can feel when you said that it was from your heart. Yeah, because, you know, we're all starting to tear up here. And we've just brought back to reality by Maya with that encouragement to stay within the lines. That's great. And when is the last day of school at Papakura High School this year?
Sure. So these students finished on Friday officially. But for our junior students this Friday.
Well, thank you, Kelly. Would you like to say something now?
Just thank you to you, Anahela. You are always supporting us, which is awesome. Thank you. So thank you very much. We were sad you couldn't come to our graduation, but we know if you could have been there, you would have been there. Yes, which is awesome. Yeah. No, just thank you for the opportunity. And if there is anyone that's listening that would like to hear more, just pop into the school and come and have a quarter. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Well, everyone, we've just been listening to Kelly Te Ariki, Deputy Principal at Papakura High School, Papakura High Services Academy, Maya Folaumoloa and Tyler Wallace. They've shared with us their journey at Papakura High School. And if you're listening out there and you're a professional, you have a link to Papakura High School and Kaumatua, Kuia, anywhere, you know that this program now is at Papakura High School. And yes, if you come up and say, how can I help? I'm pretty sure they'll make you useful in Papakura High School. It's really great to see that the community has responded, the school has responded to the needs of their student, and we've got here a truck driver, and probably he can take that further and be a pilot, airline pilot. That's a huge engine. Yeah, that's a huge engine. And Maya, good luck on your journey in terms of medics. Your family's always not well, so this is a good way of back to the community, your choice in terms of in the medical side of things. And good luck for that. And I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I'll see you again in 2021. That was Anahela, Labour List MP based in Papakura. Ka kite anō. Have an awesome week.